Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thank you, New Zealand On Air Music, today for Fancy New Band. My last Fancy New Band, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Louisa Nicklin. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming up this morning.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You played a show last night with Oscar Dowling.
Yeah, it was great. It was good fun.
So thank you for getting up early and coming into the studio too. Let's get started with the basics. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into making music.
I guess I've just sort of like played music a lot when I was a kid and stuff, but and then I went to music school and did more like classical style composition and that sort of stuff. But then when I left uni, it was pretty hard to motivate myself to like write intense ensemble music or whatever.
Because you're a composer.
As well as
wearing other hats.
Yeah. And then I just really wanted to get into songwriting, and I'd played in some bands, but were, you know, sort of doing one little part in it, and I really wanted to like actually be writing the music, and just sort of did it, and it's fun. And I love it.
So I know you played with Moses. Did you play saxophone in Moses? Is that correct?
Yeah, I did. But now everyone's sort of gone off in their life and gone to Berlin like everyone does.
And you recently released a single called Let Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you had playing with you on the recording of that Mason Ferrier, who people might recognize from Bozo, I believe.
Yeah.
And you had San Barrett, who's played in lots of bands, Vietnam War being one of my favorite. What made you connect with those people to help flesh out your song?
I'd seen Mason play lots before, and he was kind of like friends of friends and seen him around, so I just asked him because everyone was like, oh, he's great, and after watching him I was like, he is great. So yeah. And he just smashed it out in the recordings and stuff. He was really awesome. And then San was the same kind of thing, like a friend of a friend.
Mm.
And just asked him and he was cool, and they were just keen to help me out, and it was real nice.
For when you're writing music, is it very insular, sort of solo isolated thing, or are you thinking about having other band members come in and play with you?
It's usually more solo insular, and then it's really fun when I have a jam with like a drummer and a bassist, and the song changes. And at first you kind of like, oh, this isn't what I imagined, but then that's actually cool. You kind of just have to go with it and like let it become whatever it needs to be, like be or yeah.
You released a 3-song EP last May.
Mm-hmm.
You Are Here is the name of it. It's on Bandcamp if people want to look for it. And like I just mentioned, you released Let Yourself a month or so ago, the single. What's on the cards for you coming up?
I've been doing some recording this year, and I'm going to release another EP.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the end of this year or beginning of next year. I'm kind of just sitting on it at the moment, deciding like what to do with it. I just need to get it mastered, really, but getting the confidence to actually finish it off.
Where do you draw the line? Or do you just keep massaging?
You can always do something else. So
yeah,
so I'm just giving it a break and then deciding what to do.
I think fresh air is coming back with fresh ears.
Yeah, totally.
Is always a good thing.
Mm.
Yeah. And so with Let Yourself and I guess the songs you're sort of working on at the moment, are you drawing from any themes in particular, or what do you bring thematically to your songwriting?
Without going into it too much or anything, but just I guess I've written all the songs in the past maybe year to year and a half, which has been like a pretty turbulent year for me. So it's been about that, and also for me it's just been like my outlet for that whole time.
Yeah,
as cheesy as that is, but it is, it's pretty much just like my diary and song.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So you can play a few songs for us. Should we just crack into it?
Hard. Let's do it. Okay.
Thank you.
She's gripping his hand. All the things have been said.
If you just tuned in, we have Louisa Nicklin in the studio. What was the name of that song?
It's called Saturday.
I was conjuring up images of just lying on the grass there. connecting with the earth. I think it was the hypnotic guitar.
Yeah. Trance.
Yeah. Yeah, what else have you got?
Cool. I'm going to play another song. Yeah. It's a little bit more angsty, I guess. Kind of like channeling my teenage emo angst, maybe.
I love to channel my teenage angst.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
and I'm awake. I keep thinking about that day, that night when it all changed, but it also just kind of stayed the same. This feeling rushes up on me, and you lie there so peacefully.
Awesome.
Cheers.
I really enjoy your singing voice. Have you always liked singing, or is that something you've had to kind of come out of your shell to do?
Oh, definitely had to come out of my shell to do that. I have been so embarrassed to sing anywhere. It's only probably in the past year that I even like sung in public.
Was there a tipping point for you that you felt more comfortable, or was it just a thing that you slowly become more comfortable with?
I think slowly become more comfortable, but I pretty much did it out of like frustration of wanting to write songs, but it's so hard if you don't sing to write songs. So, and like I had this music teacher, and he said this thing, which maybe is cheesy or whatever, but I thought it was cool. And he was like, "Man, it's just like everyone's right to sing. You know, you don't have to be a professional singer to be able to sing. In the same way that like it's your right to be able to cook. You don't have to be a chef to be able to cook. Like you should just do it."
What a perfectly music teacher thing to say.
Yeah, totally.
I like it because your singing voice is quite low and elastic, and it kind of reminds me of people like PJ Harvey, or there's a singer called Circuit DeYou from the States, and she takes quite a low singing voice, and
it's cool.
Really powerful and great. And I can't hear to wait to hear one more.
Yeah, you got one.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Throwing me, I'm here again.
absolutely beautiful. I love your guitar tones. I think they gave me goosebumps for a second there. Louisa Nicklin, thank you so much for coming up for Fancy New Band today. It's been a real pleasure having you here. And people should find your music on Bandcamp, Spotify.
Yep.
And they can follow you on Facebook.
Yep.
Anywhere else we should...
Nah, just there. That's good.
I've got it covered.
Yeah.
And I'll be definitely keeping an eye out for your EP coming up in the not too distant future, hopefully.
Yeah, totally. Thanks very much.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.